Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. As always, it is fantastic to be with you. And today we are going to be speaking about the in-between worlds, the waiting room phase of life, I like to call it. So if you're listening to this and something in your life just feels a little bit off, you can't quite put your finger on what it is, then this episode may just land a little bit closer to home than what you'd expect. You might feel like you are in between worlds, a space where you're no longer fully in your old reality, but you haven't yet stepped into the next phase of your new reality either. And that can be super challenging. It can feel a bit like being in a waiting room. You haven't left who you were. You haven't quite arrived at who you are becoming. And because of that, it can feel really confusing. It can be leaving you feeling a little bit lost, disorientated. Oh, there's often a sense that comes along with this that you no longer feel aligned with how you used to live your life, how you used to move through your world, how you used to identify with yourself, the people you hang around with, the hobbies that you used to love. But at the same time, you don't yet know who you are either. And that's why I wanted to record this episode, because many people don't understand this space and therefore fight against this space. And when we don't understand it and fight against it, we can delay it unintentionally and keep ourselves there longer than necessary as well. And this whole phase can feel super, super unsettling if we don't know what it is about, especially when you've always known yourself in a certain way and now you no longer identify with that. It can be super confusing. And this whole phase can feel uncomfortable because something familiar, something that you have known has suddenly started to change and suddenly start to go quiet. Ways of being that once felt natural, they don't quite work anymore. Old motivations and things that used to inspire and excite you, they don't carry the same charge. Certain roles, certain habits, certain identities, they start to feel heavy. They start to feel jarring. They start to feel restrictive. And the annoying thing is, like, nothing new has formed yet. So we're kind of stuck in the soup of these emotions. And in the early days of experiencing something like this, it can feel really scary because it can feel like you have lost something. It can feel like you have lost part of yourself. It can feel like you're losing part of yourself. And then we try even harder to cling on. But I'm going to explain why that is something that's going to keep you there longer as we go. When you're in this waiting room, it's totally normal to question whether something has gone wrong, whether you've made a wrong turn somewhere, whether you have regressed in some way, whether you have done something and undone your own progress, or you may even turn to blame outward circumstances. But what if, just what if, this was not a problem for you to change or to solve? What if this is actually a very normal and necessary part of a process? One of the hardest parts of this phase is actually not knowing what it is first and foremost, but actually how long it's going to last. So it's just like sitting in an actual waiting room. Like, you don't know whether you're going to be there for 5 minutes or you don't know whether you're going to be there for 45 minutes. There's no sign on the wall telling you when your name is going to be called. And that can be frustrating. It can be infuriating. And that uncertainty often is what makes it feel the most uncomfortable. And the thing to remember is this phase, you can't rush it. And there's no bypassing it. There's no skipping it. And there's no amount of overthinking that is going to move it along either. And at the same time, there's a real sense that you don't want to waste this space either. Because if you have a recognition that you have been here before, you'll also then know that there's something that needs to be done in this space as well. So a very natural question then starts to arise amongst many others, of course. What do you do when you're here? For many people, this space comes with a particular emotional landscape. There can be feelings of emptiness, a sense of the unknown, which of course unknown can bring about fear. And then that fear then dictates how we react and how we respond to this phase. And some of the fear could come from no longer resonating with who you used to be, but not knowing who you are becoming. So trying to cling on to the old version of you, but not having a congruency with that because you're not feeling that you want to be that, but you feel like you have to. Because there's no clear landing, there's no clear identity for you to move to land in either. And that can bring about feelings of frustration and helplessness. One thing that I've learned is this space does not respond well to control. It can absolutely feel like it's completely out of your hands, almost as if it's surrendered to timing that isn't yours to dictate. At some parts of this process, it can feel deeply uncomfortable. Especially if you're used to steering your life through effort and forward momentum and clarity, and now all of a sudden those things don't work. And you might understand this phase intellectually, especially from what I'm describing. You may have understood it and have been here before, but you're still going to feel frustrated because just having that awareness doesn't mean you're automatically going to move through the feelings, going to change how you relate to them. So this whole in-between phase, this is all part of your embodiment process. It's like in order to embody what you have learned, you may notice that you're wanting to retreat into your own space a bit more. You might notice that there's a desire for solitude, for slowness. You might notice that there's certain music you want to listen to now that you haven't really felt drawn to before. You might notice that things in your diary that once felt absolutely fine now might feel overwhelming, might feel misaligned. You might find yourself saying yes a lot less or becoming more selective about who and what you are giving your time and energy to. There's quite often a quiet reassessment happening in the background in this phase of energy, of your boundaries, of your priorities, of your core values. And I want to make this clear. This is not because you're withdrawing from life. It is because you are recalibrating. And this naturally will happen. Every single time you're going to move to a new phase of your life, raise your vibrations, and step into a new version of you, you're going to absolutely experience this phase. It usually comes after a time of clearing out emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. So you might notice in this phase that you might be drawn to decluttering your home. You might be drawn to drawing and creativity. You might be drawn to trying out a new hobby or gardening. You might want to just let go of old possessions, simplify your space, and literally feeling like you want to do different things and showing up differently. And of course, when we're in this phase, it absolutely makes sense. The physical side of the clearing out often mirrors the internal one. The creativity often mirrors the internal one. So when old emotional patterns and identities or ways of being loosen their grip, space is needed before something else can land. But you're going to start feeling the urge to explore and experiment with the new in that space as well. So this is a really good sign. This is an amazing sign that you have actually done a lot of emotional inner work. So yes, this place can feel uncomfortable. Yes, this space can be infuriating. But actually, it's a great sign of just how much work you have done. The most important thing to realize here is this is not about forcing change. It's about allowing room for this change to happen. Now, one of the most frustrating parts of this process, I say one of, because as you realize, we've discussed quite a few, is that there's no real clear marker of where this is going to end. One, most of the time, it only makes sense in hindsight. It's only when you look back at things, right, that you can connect the dots. So you look back and you realize, oh, right, okay, well, that was why I needed that extra time, or that was why that happened. So for many, this waiting room phase gets the most uncomfortable just as you're about to make a breakthrough. And this is where many go back into old patterns, which delay the breakthrough even more. So we respond to the fear or trying to force. And this can be where many people give up, where they panic and they override or abandon themselves in some way in an attempt to escape the discomfort. But this is where it is most important to stay, not force movement, but just to remain present, because this space isn't there for no reason. It's not just a punishment phase. It's not because you've done something wrong. It exists for consolidation. It exists for your integration, for your rest, for clearing out what cannot come with you. So no, you haven't done anything wrong. No, you haven't failed. No, you're not stagnating. And no, you're not stuck. And no, you're definitely not losing your way. It's just a necessary pause between who you were and who you are becoming. And when you understand that, the experience begins to soften. So even as you're listening to these words, just notice how you're feeling. It doesn't mean that it's going to make it easier to be in this space, but it will make it less frightening and it will allow you to surrender into it a little bit more. So you don't have to ask the question, what's wrong with me? Because it's clear there's nothing wrong with you. You just start recognizing that you are in the in-between, which is perfectly normal. And it shows the progression that you have made in your own healing, the fact that you are here in the first place. So you are not behind. You are in a process. And understanding that can be the difference between resisting this space, between fighting the space and allowing it to be here and to do what needs to be done. So just to emphasize, this phase often arrives after a deep internal shift. So once old emotional patterns, beliefs, or identities have loosened, this is when the phase shows itself, but before the new version of you has fully landed as well. So this phase can show up, just looking at it practically now, it can show up when you have gone through maybe a major identity shift or emotional healing, or you've done some deeper work on yourself. It could be following life transitions and old coping mechanisms. Not only do they stop working, but your soul is calling you for more. And also when your nervous system is going through a complete recalibration. So rather than it being a sign that something is wrong, it's understood more as a transitional integration phase. So the old identity is now being dismantled, which is a hallelujah. The system, as in your system, is completely recalibrating. New internal structures are forming for you neurologically, physiologically, and the whole meaning of your whole life and purpose is being reorganized. So you're not collapsing, you're just fully reorganizing, which is amazing. And people across all cultures and histories have experienced this space. It's perfectly normal. It's deeply human and healing. And yet modern life, it rarely normalizes this, which is why it can feel so challenging and alarming when you're in it. I've been doing this work on myself since 2003. We're 2026 now. It's a long time. I don't hear many people talking about this in-between phase. I had to figure it out myself, and I'm hoping to save you the time so that you don't have to get lost in the space and you can allow yourself to surrender into it so that you can move through it. So this phase, it's not empty. It's not a waiting room for no reason. It exists for you to allow your integration and your consolidation. It is here to create spaciousness. Your nervous system can rewire and settle. It's here to release all the stuff that can't come with you so that you can create space for the new to come in and for you to actually be prepared. So to prepare you to hold what is coming to you next. So it's a pause that absolutely serves a purpose. So remember, it's not a punishment. You haven't failed. It's not a sign that you lost. It's not a sign that there's something wrong with you, but the necessary in-between where the old finishes and the new begins. So this episode is designed not to give you tools to fix this space, but more to normalize it. When I started piecing the pieces of the puzzle together, after having been in the waiting room a few times during a few phases, I didn't know what this space was. I didn't know that I had been here a few times until I recognized that kind of familiar feeling. And there became a bit more of an intuitive knowing that this was the in-between. So take a breath if you are in this phase. Just allow yourself to be here. Clear out what needs to clear out. Start listening to what your soul is calling you to experience more of or less of. So you might already be having the urges and the nudges to spend less time with this person, or less time eating this food and more time with this person and more time eating that food. And those are just examples, by the way. So you can ask yourself, what am I feeling that I would like to do less of? What am I being called to do more of? And how can I enjoy this phase where I am, knowing that this phase where I am right now was once something that I had desired to experience and create in my life? Because quite often where we are right now was once where our past self wanted us to be. So perhaps it's a time for enjoying what you have created as well. So whatever has spoken to you today, make a note of it so that you can enjoy this process, because there's no way that you're going to be able to rush your way out of it. So if you feel like you have been in the waiting room phase and you are feeling a little bit frustrated, then please feel free to reach out if you would like to discuss one-to-one. Of course, I'd absolutely love that. But equally, there's a free resource, an ebook that I have written called Your Energetic Reset, and it's designed to help you heal, come back into your body, settle your nervous system, and just give you a sense of inner grounding when life does feel a little bit uncertain or unsettled. So you can download that via the link in the show notes. But equally, if you would like to have a conversation around one-to-one, I'd love to do that too. So reach out, solara@solarastar.com. And if you feel this episode will help somebody going through something similar, please like and share and send this over to them. Thank you for being here. It's been absolutely beautiful to be with you. I always enjoy sharing this wisdom and information. And thank you for those of you who reach out to let me know that this wisdom lands. It is what helps me keep going and sharing more of it. Anyway, I shall be back with you same time next week. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram @SolaraStar. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching @SolaraStar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.